bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Callum Robertson and this is Entertainment. Our topic today is films and film festivals. You may have heard of the Venice Film Festival and the Cannes Film Festival, glamorous occasions with A-list celebrities from the movie world turning out to promote their latest projects. A festival you might not know is the Portobello Film Festival, which is currently taking place in Portobello, an area of West London. It's had its own independent film festival for a number of years, and to learn more about it, I spoke to the festival's director, Jonathan Barnett. I first asked him when and how it started.
Well, it started in 1996, because even back in those days there was people making very low-budget films, often using video equipment, and there wasn't really anywhere for them to show their films, so we thought it'd be nice to provide a platform for these filmmakers. We had the mad idea at the time of showing every film that was submitted, and we also decided not to charge because, I suppose at heart, we weren't rabid capitalists.
It started in 1996 as a way of giving independent filmmakers somewhere to show their films. As Jonathan said, to give them a platform. These films he described as low-budget films, which means they were made without very much money. He also talked about their policy on which films to show in the festival. He uses the word submitted, the past participle of the verb to submit. In this case, it means to send in. People send in or submit films to the festival organisers, hoping they will be part of the festival. Which films does Jonathan say they show, and how much do the filmmakers have to pay to submit their films? Listen again.
We had the mad idea at the time of showing every film that was submitted, and we also decided not to charge because, I suppose at heart, we weren't rabid capitalists.
Jonathan says that they show every film that's submitted. They also decided not to charge, so it's free for filmmakers to submit their films, and it's also free for people to go and see the films during the festival. This he describes as a mad idea, but he explains it by saying that they are not rabid capitalists, which means they're not doing it to make money. After hearing this, I wondered just how many films are being shown and where they do get the money from to run the festival. Listen out for that information. How many films are being shown and how do they manage to pay for it? He mentioned some sources of funding from different organisations, but what else does he mention is a financial support?
This year we're showing 700 films. The money comes in from funding. We get funding from people like Film London and the Arts Council, and also we get a lot of in-kind support from sponsors, so we don't have to pay for advertising, we don't have to pay for launch parties, we don't have to pay for prizes.
700 films are being shown this year, and as well as receiving money from different arts and local organisations, the festival gets in-kind support from sponsors. This means that sponsors of the festival get publicity from their involvement with it and therefore don't charge for the goods and services they provide.
bbclearningenglish.com.
Over the first 3 weeks of August, 700 films are being shown as part of the Portobello Film Festival. What kind of films can be seen? Are they just short student films or does the festival attract big names as well? Here's festival director Jonathan Barnett.
The actual films we're showing are a lot better than anything that you'll see mostly on the telly or in the multiplexes. It's everything from student films, and we also get stuff from top filmmakers, like, for instance, John Malkovich. So I think because we're a festival that has a reputation for a certain amount of integrity and also being a little bit out on a limb, we attract the big names as well as people that are just starting out. The first year at our festival, we had Guy Ritchie's first film, which was called The Hard Case, which was fantastic, and it's exactly the same as Lock, Stock and Snatch. But it was like he was kind of formulating his ideas, and it was a short film.
Jonathan believes there is a very high quality of films, from new student filmmakers to established and well-known artists such as John Malkovich. He also mentioned the British director Guy Ritchie, who had international success with the films Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels and Snatch. In the festival's first year, Ritchie submitted a short film called Hard Case, which Jonathan said was fantastic, and it showed Ritchie formulating or developing the ideas that he would later use in those mainstream films. The Portobello Film Festival runs until the 21st of August, and as well as films, there are other arts events as well. Jonathan wants the festival to be more than just for film.
Yeah, I mean, what we want it to be is we want it to be a bit like a kind of cross between Glastonbury and Edinburgh, but for free and set in Portobello Road.
They would like it to become a big arts festival, something